It happened during his federal court appearance today in New York. Joaquin Guzman was convicted for his brutal leadership of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel, the world's largest drug trafficking operation. The 61-year-old called his trial unfair. Defense attorney Jeffrey Lichtman says his client was railroaded.
I'm not here to tell you that Joaquin Guzman is the same. I'm not here to tell you that what occurred, that the witnesses were unusual than any other American trial. All we asked for was fairness. And no matter what you think of Joaquin Guzman, he still deserves a fair trial. Everybody does in America.
Pakistani authorities have arrested a U.S.-wanted terror suspect in the 2008 Mumbai, India attacks. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Pakistani authorities say they have arrested a radical cleric and U.S.-wanted terror suspect blamed for the 2008 Mumbai attacks in India, just days ahead of Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan's trip to Washington. A leading Pakistani counter-terrorism official says Hafiz Saeed was taken into custody in Punjab province while he was traveling from Lahore. He said Saeed has appeared before a judge and was ordered held in jail until the next hearing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. authorities say they're holding former Peruvian President Alejandro Toledo on a Peruvian corruption warrant. The Justice Department said federal marshals arrested Toledo in California, where he will likely face an extradition hearing later this week. He had been a visiting scholar at Stanford University. Peruvian prosecutors have accused Toledo of taking a $20 million bribe from a Brazilian construction company in exchange for a government contract to build a highway between Peru and Brazil. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. After a day heavy with political rancor, the U.S. House of Representatives, led by its Democratic majority, approved a resolution